finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio. Hey, what's going on? It's Steve Larson. Welcome to the podcast today. I am tuning in here from... I just did an event called Lead Flow Live. And really what it was a course filming for my program called Lead Flow School. Lead Flow School is kind of a very low ticket, you know, monthly subscription thing that I have. And it was interesting when I first started it out, I was like, what is all the basic lead flow things that you need, like the structure that you need to command daily high quality lead flow? And with that question and filter, it was cool to see that there was like as I was prepping, there was all these like key pieces from all the stuff in the past that I've been teaching. I'm like, wait, just this one little part from this event, and then this little part from this one event, and it created lead flow foundations. So anyway, it was so fun. So I just did the event, and it usually takes me about 2 days of drooling to kind of recover after, especially when it's just me on stage for 3 days, except for two speeches. It was so fun though. So I wanted to teach you real quick though on this podcast, one of the most key parts. I actually ended the event with it, and it was, I believe, one of the most revenue-impacting things I've ever taught. Let me kind of tell you like this. So about 8 years ago, I was speaking at this event. It's a network marketing event. They had 1,000 people there, and I got to the event. And I remember I was with my buddy, and we flew in, and he's like my right hand, you know, one of my best friends, and I miss him. I miss working with him. As I remember, we were like checking into the hotel and stuff. I remember I turned to him and I said, "Hey, what can we do to give ourselves a raise today? You know, right now." This is one of the things that I think marketers actually get stuck on, is the like, oh man, I need to make some more sales. And so they go do a marketing thing when they should do a sales thing, right? Marketing is the act of creating leads, right? And the best thing we can go do is, as a marketer, is to be creating little tiny mini pressure events towards whatever's happening like this month, right? But that mentality can sometimes mean that we are not actually grabbing the cash that's right in front of us. That's a sales mentality. And so, which is different than marketing, right? And so anyway, we go into this hotel, and just follow me on the story. Just follow me, because this is one of the most, I think this is one of the coolest mentalities, especially like, oh man, leads got harder. Yeah, but you might have a bunch of leads sitting around you right now. And that's kind of why this is the speech. I think it was one of the favorites of the entire event. And anyway, so I check into this hotel, and I'm no longer working at ClickFunnels. I had just left, and Russell's like, "Hey, just come join the inner circle." And I was like, "Cool, let me go make the money." And for a little bit, you know, he was like, "Well, I mean, you've been here for a long time. Just come." And I was like, "No, I will not come for free. I'm going to pay." And I really value that. You know, there's cool cookies that you can get along the way, just, you know, because of the street cred you start gaining. But there's something to be said about paying for things, you know? And so I was like, no, I'm not going to, let me go make the money. And it was back when Inner Circle was only 25 grand. They were about to raise the price to 50. So we landed this event, and I'm like, I want to join. I was not in the Inner Circle yet. I just left my job, and it was between that window of me not being in the Inner Circle and leaving my job. It was like one, two, three, four. I think I was on month 5. It was summertime. Yeah. And I really wanted to join. And so we land, We get to the hotel, we check in, I turn to my buddy and I said, how could we give ourselves a raise today? Like, make money right now. And we sat there for a second, and really what I did is I like to do this when I travel. I like to just play this game of how can I more than pay for the trip by the time I return? Like, what's the one thing that I could go do that more than pays for the trip by the time I come back? I used to speak a lot more, and I'm trying to speak a lot more again. So if you want me to speak on your stuff, I really don't charge very much for it. I just, I would love to. There's my subtle plug. It's not planning on that, but here we go. So anyway, we land, and I start playing that game. You know, how can we make a ton of money today, right now? And so we sat there, and I was like, how about this? Let's go take on six. I want to take on six customers at $6,000 each for this program. So I built the program. I put the, you know, a rough draft what the program looks like. And all I did is I sent an email out. And I was like, I had all the internal fears that most people would have for doing something like that. You know, is anyone going to buy this? Does this sound crazy? Am I doing the right thing here with this? And I knew the offer was just absolutely awesome. And so, I went in and I said $6,000, six people, and it's going to be this 3-month thing that I do. And so I went and put it out there, and I suddenly, ding, first sale comes in. And then the next sale. And I got six people at $6,000, put 25 of it into a circle, and then we had a little left over also, and more than paid for the trip. And it really just opened my eyes to that whole game. That really, as a business owner, you're kind of playing that game every day. And I think sometimes one of the problems that we run into as marketers is we say, oh man, look at the bank account, I gotta go make money right now. And so we go do a marketing or lead gen activity when really we should do, or also could do, a sales gen activity. They're different. And this led to this horrifying realization. I wasn't aware of this, you know, that I was kind of stuck in this marketing approach to making money instead of a sales approach to making money. It was about 4 or 5 years into my career, being out on my own. And I had this horrifying realization, holy crap, you know, I accidentally built a marketing company instead of a sales company, which uses marketing. I just dropped some freaking gold right there. If we need to rewind that multiple times, do it, because this changed my life. Okay, think about it. When a lot of times what starts to happen is the business owner within each one of us says, okay, it's time to make more cash. Let's make some more money here. And so we go, what can we go do? Well, we could go do a 5-day challenge, or we could go launch XYZ. And we look to the marketer as, a lot of times, I'm not saying everybody, all right? But a lot of times what you see in the internet marketing space is a lack of sales focus that leverages marketing. And instead, we just go to market. We just go do a launch. Does it make sense what I'm saying? And so what I've had to do is I've had to create this routine where the daily routine is a combination of marketing activities and sales activities. Because again, they're not the same thing at all. At all. So how do you create marketing activity and sales activity? So what I taught was how I calendar. That's why I was teaching at this event. And I was showing all these examples of, like, here's the calendar promo I put together for this initiative and this launch and this launch. And you can see that I have one marketing push every month at a minimum. I don't really do too many more than that, but I want one main theme every month that my marketing can point to, build pressure towards, you know, standard launch stuff, which is great. And you get this windfall of lead flow. And when you pitch, you can, if you do it right, you can get a windfall of cash flow. Woo, awesome. But does that mean that I can only go pitch to the marketplace one time per month? You know, and I'm bringing this up because this is a widespread mentality problem on how we think of the role and relationship between marketing and sales. And so what I taught was, look, when you create a daily routine, Steve, what should I be doing each day, right? Let's say that you put the funnel together, you got the offer, you know it works, you know the offer's good, you know that there's a market for it and people, right, and there's a dream customer that wants it. What do you do? The worst thing you can do is be the mentality of a funnel builder and just be like, well, I'm going to go build another funnel. It's like, wait, that actually is probably pushing out the distance to the day of cash flow for you. What's the shortest distance to cash, right? Well, it actually rarely comes from the marketing mentality. It comes from the sales activity, right? How do you measure marketing? In lead gen. How do you measure sales? In closing, right? So it's funny that a lot of times we'll go out and we'll start creating these initiatives in the name of, I need sales now. But we do something that's a marketing mindset. Does that make sense? What I'm saying? It might make a little more sense with visuals. But so I was helping people come up with their daily revenue routine, or sometimes I call it the cash flow cadence, you know. And it doesn't need to be a lot of things that you do each day. In fact, the ones that I've seen most people do, they're very, very simple. Like Marley will, she messages 5 people a day and she responds to 5 people a day. That's it. But notice that it is a sales mentality. Now, that doesn't mean that she's not doing marketing. It means that while she puts all of her marketing in motion, so myself as well. So if I have one focus each month on my marketing, I'm building pressure. I'm doing all the things that a marketer would do. I'm employing the inner funnel builder in me to build some assets when I need to, but quickly dismissing the funnel builder because that's not marketing. Funnel building's not marketing, right? You still need marketing. Still got to get traffic to that page. So it's like, cool, all right, how do I build pressure towards this big thing that I'm going to do this month? But are we also saying that I can't go make money except for that one time this month? Right? So for a lot of people, and what I noticed at this event is this is kind of a new skill set. It's a new mentality. And is this one of those things that I kind of thought was like, I don't know, other people are doing or thinking about. And I don't think as a world, as the internet marketing space, that we really are. We're mostly only looking to the role of marketing. You know, what's the next launch that I can go do? What's another event I can go put on? What's another, right? And what was funny is I started noticing is that I would sit down and I would be like, cool, all right. You know, I'd ask business owner questions. All right, how can we increase our cash flow this month? How can I boost my sales? And I'd be like, you know, I don't see my DMs too frequently, but I'm starting to more. And there'd be all these people in my DMs going, hey man, can I work with you? Or hey, are you taking on clients? Or hey, is there a way that I can, you know, pay to pick your brain for a couple hours here? Or do you still have that course available? And instead of me going, yeah, let's figure this out, I'd be like, I can't deal with this right now. I got to go launch something. It's in 2 weeks. What? How stupid. How stupid of a mistake is that? Right? Think about that. I'm literally pushing off the cash that might pay today for cash that I hope is going to pay in 2 weeks, and I'm waiting 2 more weeks. That's half of a month I'm pushing off for the sake of, well, I'm going to go create cash flow with mindset of a marketer, and I'm going to go launch something because that's what I've been told I should go do. And yes, but it's not a definitive only thing. It's both and. All right, so one of the things I was helping everybody do is, number one, how to create a marketing calendar, right? Of a blend of the marketing that worked last month with something that you're also trying that's brand new. All right, that way you're always testing new marketing materials. You're not building a house of cards. Like, you see that a lot with people who only built their company using Facebook ads, and now Facebook ads, they're like, oh no, things changed. All right, and then their business dries up. They only put one fishing rod into the ocean, right? Oh man, we've always survived off of this one fishing rod, and now the rod broke or whatever. Instead of learning how to put other fishing rods out there, having a lot of ways people can find your business, you know. So a lot of times, what happens as a marketer, and I'm talking about, you know, my own lessons here. A lot of times as internet marketing space, we'll be like, man, I got to go get some sales. How about I go do this gigantic launch? And it's like, good. No, you should. I'm not making fun of that. That's great. But a lot of times what we're doing is we're stepping over the cash that would pay us now if we simply reached out, you know, and maybe for the first, I don't know, couple hours of the day, you're thinking like a marketer. All right, how can I keep building pressure for this big focus that I've got going on this month? But then you're also taking a moment to stop, take off the marketer hat and put on the sales hat, which is asking a different question. How can I give myself a raise today? Before I go to sleep, where is the money right in front of me? And that's what I help people come up with. So that's how I taught it too. The first was like, I taught quarter-long calendar planning, which is a lot what I do for people as a fractional CMO. In fact, I'm doing another one with another client this afternoon. All right, I'm helping to come up with like their quarterly cadence, their quarterly 3-month-long cadence. What's the pressure, the point of pressure that you're putting up this month and the next month? How does it all tie together for the big thing at the end of the quarter? Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go hire, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. You know, but then what I'm also doing is I'm saying, you know, and that creates part of your to-do list as a business owner, or at least if it's not you, then someone in your business, right? So part of your to-do list is marketing towards future big things, events and promotions. But then that's not your only thing on your to-do list. Right, the next thing on your to-do list is the phase of activities that you're doing as a sales mentality. How can I just make money in the moment? And it's pretty remarkable when you start having that mentality. Honestly, where a lot of this came from was I was talking with my dad and I was telling him I was just brain dumping on the differences between really gigantic businesses, you know, 100 million, billion a year. How many of them understand the type of sales funnel marketing that we all understand? Not a lot of them. Why are they making that much money? Right? And I know that I'm making a blanket statement right here, so I totally understand that there's situations, right, that are exceptions to the rule, but what is it that all of them at least do have? Sales teams, right? Sales teams. A lot of them aren't coming up with what the false belief of their customer is and what the origin story is, and they're not building offers like I teach with the Xavier model. You know, they're not doing that stuff, and I'm not saying that it means that it's wrong, but notice how powerful sales is just on its own 2 feet, right? Most of them are using a phone model and they got a sales team, right? And they need more marketing, but their marketing usually sucks, and they're doing more like brand awareness stuff. What they've got though is a killer sales crew, and that's how they grow so fast. That's how they keep fresh blood coming in, right? So it made me rethink more of like what I really should be filling my day with. You know, should I be filling my day with only marketing activities? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I am saying though that there's many instances where you're going to be pushing off cash that you could collect in, you know, in the moment. This is why I started off the podcast also by saying like, look, there is a stark difference between that's when I realized, oh my gosh, I accidentally built a marketing focused company instead of a sales focused company, which uses marketing. Final example with this, because I think you get the point. And that's kind of what I want you to sit back and ask yourself. It's like, am I building a marketing company or am I building a company that's focused on selling that uses marketing? If marketing is just measured in lead gen, right? Here's a classic point in this. I got like two more things I want to say on this. When I was a door-to-door sales guy, they had this metric. It was this cadence that they just knew if you were doing this one routine, you A, were working. Right? This is how they knew that guys were working on the doors. And then number two though, the worst salespeople on the planet could still be making sales almost every day. When I sell pest control, they're like, hey, you got to knock 100 doors per day. That was it. Go knock 100 doors per day. And the reason they knew that is because just by the numbers and by the math, you would get 1 to 2 super easy lay down sales each day if you knocked 100 doors each day. That's it. The worst salesperson, the worst person who didn't really know the script or was terrible at closing. It was just the numbers were just that way, that you would knock on a door and they couldn't tell you that they didn't need the pest control because as they opened their front door, bugs were falling from their door frame, you know, lay down sales. And they just knew that based on the volume, and that's kind of what would happen. You know, that's how they knew that you were working and not just like chilling out in your car or whatever. And the worst salespeople, so that was it, 100 doors a day. And that's kind of what I mean. Like, what is your sales cadence each day? Right? Oh, I'm going to reach out to this many people. I'm going to DM X number of people on my Dream 100 list. I'm going to, you get what I'm saying? I'm going to follow up with this number of people, and I'm going to do it belly to belly. You know, that's not to say that marketing doesn't have a place. I'm going to do both. And so in the marketing seat, in the marketing mentality part, I'm going to turn back around and I'm going to still be building. There's going to be a different set of activities where I'm going to go build pressure towards whatever my monthly focus is as well. Right? Another example of this. I tend to find that marketers don't understand the power of their own lead gen. Meaning they make it complicated or they don't really treat leads correctly. I'm not saying they're mistreating leads, but here's an example. For a while there, I had 12 in-house salespeople. They were physically in my studio. There was 12. Guess what they were always asking more of? They always wanted more calls, right? Of course. And anyone who's ever worked with salespeople or has been one, you know that. What they want more of is calls. And what's funny about it is they'd be jacked out of their mind if they simply only had just 5 people to talk to in a day. Just like 5. 5. But if you go to a marketer and you say, hey, marketer, did you create marketing that only attracts your dream customer? And they're like, yeah. Are you fishing from the places on the internet that brings those people to you? And they're like, yeah. How's it going? Ugh. Terrible. I'm only getting 5 really good opt-ins every day. I'm a failure, right? It's really easy for the marketing mentality to look at the amount of leads coming in and discredit it and go, because it's not 5 billion every single day, my stuff isn't working. But if you talk to a salesperson, they're like, oh my gosh, I have 5 people to talk to today. right? Sales mentality tends to treat leads a little bit better than marketing mentality. And I'm not saying that it's on purpose, and I'm not throwing marketers under the bus. It's just, think about how the lead is treated differently, right? That's why I say, like, that's when I started realizing, holy crap, I built a marketing business instead of a sales business, which uses marketing to get more calls or the best prospects in. Or does that make sense what I'm saying? A sales focused company. How can I make money now, today? All right. And also be doing a push, a monthly big push at a minimum. I typically do more than one push in a month, but I think you get my point with this though. And so that's the whole point. That's the whole point of this episode. That was one of the, I'm giving like a very brief rundown of the final speech and workshop that I gave of the event last week. Because this is what I'm finding is to be one of the biggest things that's kind of the thorn in the side with everybody right now, with they're like, oh man, leads got harder. And I'm like, okay, but if you've been in the chair for any amount of time, you probably are surrounded by more leads than you realize. You literally just have to stop thinking like a marketer and you got to put the sales hat on. Sales funnel radio, right? Right. And so that's really what the big shift has been for my business in the last year. Is it's funny because some people are like, where'd Steve go? There's a lot of reasons for that. And I get that. I was like, I'm going to build a business foundation that celebrates getting 5 people a day, you know? And then when I go do marketing, all right, I don't want to outpace my sales machine. I want more lead. I want it to be as big as I possibly can. I want to go, when I do market, I want to make these launches huge. But because I built a sales focused company, let's say I don't get 1,000 people at my challenge, or let's say I don't get 10,000 people coming to my event. Okay, well, my salespeople are needing 5 per day to absolutely kill it. You see what I'm saying? It's a different mentality. I am very, very eternally grateful that I was a salesman for 2 door-to-door sales summers and a telemarketer far before I learned what marketing was, far before I ever got online with the internet. Because what I feel like it's helped me do is it's helped me learn marketing, which I'm not saying don't go big, right? It's the mentality of the marketer to go big, loud, hard, like as big as you can possibly make it, right? The whole like, what's the minimum viable product? That's the mentality of an entrepreneur. You cannot have that mentality as a marketer. Well, we'll just see what we do. We'll just get a few people in. No, marketers go big, loud, hard, up to at the risk of being obnoxious. Okay, that's a good marketer. Right? But it's a different mentality when you're a salesperson who's like, look, I just want 5 good people to talk to each day. That doesn't require you to have 1,000 people at your challenge or whatever. In fact, probably far less. And so it could be 5 people in the challenge. You see what I'm saying? It could be 5 people buying your book each day and you just figure out how to get a call with them each day. That's so different. It's so different. It's a different mentality. So that's part of what I've been noticing with a lot of people I've been working with is that they're running their sales department like a marketer instead of a salesperson, which utilizes marketing to keep calendars full. And if you're like, oh, Steve, but I don't use the phone model. I think you still get my point, though. Right? Whatever the sales funnel is doing, it has the exact same expectations as a salesperson. They have the same function in my business, sales, right? And so, like, oh man, if I can just get 5 people to be on the phones, well, okay, if I could just get 5 people to come buy my core offer inside my sales funnel. Steve, we don't use phones, we just use the funnel. That's fine. I think you get my point though with this though, is that sales mentality tends to treat leads better. It's also the one that is responsible for cash flow in the business because it's sales. And when you need more business we need more revenue inside the business, you know, first ask yourself, what is the shortest distance to cash right now, right? What's the shortest distance of to-dos that I could do each day? Something simple. Acting in the sales role to make money today. But then also leave room for the big lead gen things and the big cash flow things. Marketing, right? New marketing. A big push. Or maybe it's 2 pushes each month. Or maybe you push your core offer each month and then you push something a little cheaper also each month 2 weeks later, right? I don't know what it is. You come up with your own. And that was the point of what I walked people through in my workshop last week. But anyway, I get fired up about this topic because I went through a serious amount of pain, and I wish someone told me this. You know? I wish someone told me this. I don't think it's at the any nefarious intent of anybody, but people just don't talk about this. There's always this mentality. It's like, we got to go make more money. Cool. All right. Whew. Let me go put on the entrepreneur hat, build a new offer. Then after that, I'm going to put on the sales funnel hat and build a new sales funnel. But then I'm going to go back to the marketing hat. And with the marketing hat, I'm going to try to orchestrate a gigantic launch. And then hopefully the sales funnel does all the selling. And whew, when it could just mean that, hey, you've got an offer and you create this daily cadence, right? Controlling cash flow by what's the shortest distance to grabbing all the leads that are just right in front of me. That's a sales mentality, not a marketing mentality. Marketing is very much helping people become leads. Right? That's it. Not necessarily sales. Right? So I think that's where the issue comes in. So, all right. You guys are awesome. If you do want the replays, they're part of Lead Flow School. Lead Flow School, not to pitch you, but just to tell you. So Lead Flow School is all about creating diverse, high quality daily leads. Right? And this event, all I did is I taught my drip system. How do you create a lead flow drip system, daily lead flow drip system, from multiple channels, so you're not putting all eggs in one funnel ads basket or a Facebook ads basket, right? And so what I taught was the structure, number one, and then number two, I taught how to run the structure. And that's why I ended the event with like, hey, what's your cash flow cadence? What's your revenue routine? And that's how you use the system and not be the system. All right, so if you're interested, go to leadflowlive.com. Replays are in there. I think you get it for like $14 or something. So anyway, you guys are awesome. I also have shifted my Facebook group. My Facebook group, I've archived it. And it's not going to close. I'm just not going to be the owner of it anymore. I have shifted everything to Circle. I love Circle. It's amazing. Someone was like, you're not going to have as many people in there. I was like, I don't care. I want the right people. All right, I want the right people in there. So it's called Lead Flow Online. And that's the free part of everything. And then in the same group is Lead Flow School, which is where I'm bringing in new experts. So, for example, John Parks spent $150 million in Facebook ads. He came in and he taught what is working insanely well still with Facebook ads. And it's every month I'm bringing in a new expert who's done something ridiculously impressive. Be like, oh, this is how ads are still working very well. But yeah, those things over there, they're not working as well anymore. You know, and then I did the same thing with Sean Malone and Chris Baden from Flowchat. Oh, here's how we use DMs to sell daily. And no, it's not ads, and it works if you don't have a list, which is why a lot of people, I'm like, start with DMs, you know, and anyway, that's all part of Lead Flow School. So Lead Flow Live or leadflowschool.com. Yeah, you can get that 3-day course as part of your 14-day trial for $14. There's my overt pitching. All right, you guys are awesome. And see you in the next episode. Right now, Robbie Summers and I are doing a free 2-hour masterclass on how to find, train, and hire really good salespeople. How to create good sales leverage as well. So anyway, it's going to be awesome. I'm back in the chair, baby. I've been hauling balls. This is so fun. Alrighty. See you guys in the next episode.